Welcome to the Peaceful Power Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Clausen. I'm a 500-hour yoga teacher, Ayurvedic postpartum doula, and Ayurvedic practitioner, as well as a personal trainer since 2007. So been a few years now since I've been in this space. And this is a topic today that I wanted to discuss. Where are the in-between programs for, hey, I want to deepen my yoga practice, but I don't want to commit to a yoga teacher training program? This kind of came about as I was talking to different yoga students in my classes, and I've been teaching quite a bit more in different studios, and especially as spring break season is upon us, I am definitely subbing for a lot more teachers, and I almost have my 1,000 hours of teaching under my belt, which is great. That's kind of my goal. So then I can start to offer continuing ed credits for yoga teachers. And that is actually one of the Yoga Alliance, love them or hate them. Personally, coming from the personal training world, I don't mind that they put some restrictions on yoga teachers. I know that's probably blasphemy to say, but you know, coming from the personal training world, really, it's about your own practice. Do you have your own practice? Same as trainers. Do you do your own workouts? Do you actually work out? Do you implement the things that you are teaching, the things that you are training? It's the same as yoga teachers. And so for myself, having some sort of continuing education program or making sure that you're teaching, I do find those vital. And I know that's going to make people mad who want the roots, who want, you know, hey, this is a program, like yoga was passed down from guru to guru. But again, here in the West, in modern day, we do have to have some sort of standards. So I say that because the Yoga Alliance changed it where you have to be a 500-hour teacher and you have to have 1,000 hours, teaching hours under your belt to offer continuing education credits to teachers. I find that to be great. Now, are some of the teachers that I've learned from probably 200-hour teachers and I still found them fabulous? Of course. But if you're going to be teaching teachers, you should have the top creme de la creme standards in terms of, like, you have done your education, you have been in the classroom, you have sat there and absorbed from other teachers, and you have actually implemented and taught for those hours. So I do think, yes, you know, the bar is higher than it was before. And again, there's just back and forth. Should there be a bar at all? Not going to get into that. If there is, I do think that yes, you should have the bar higher. Same as personal training. I've spoken to before that in my 200-hour training, I corrected the person who was doing anatomy. He was trying to train us on it and he was saying the wrong muscle groups. And I told him the right ones. And he kind of looked at me and said, well, how do you know this? I said, this is what I studied in college. I'm a personal trainer. Like, this to me, I love anatomy. Anatomy's my jam. So he kind of was like, oh, and then came back the next week, definitely more well-versed in his anatomy. You have to. I mean, if you're going to train teachers, you should have the top high standards. You should know these things. Now, I say all that because I'm here talking about why you should not take a training. And this was kind of came up with students. How can you deepen your yoga knowledge, but not necessarily sign up for a teacher training? It's a great question. So why not take a yoga teacher training? I'm going to give you 5 reasons, and then I'm going to tell you maybe a few ideas of what you could do instead. So if you're looking at taking a yoga teacher training to deepen your own wisdom, but you have no intention of teaching yoga, I would say there's better ways. So mostly, you know, reason number one, why not to, is because it is focusing on teaching skills. You know, there is a practicum. And I think if you don't want to teach, you can opt out of the practicum, but some of them you don't actually graduate from the program unless you do those teaching skills. And so there usually is a more experienced teacher who comes, observes your class, and then gives you feedback, or actual students from the school who come in and take your class and give you feedback. And so that can be something that if you're not into that, if you do not want to teach or get up in front of a classroom, huge barrier for a lot of people is that can throw people off. Often what I've seen is people who've come into programs from what I've experienced, who said they don't want to teach, the teacher kind of, you know, pushes them to be like, well, by the end of this, you might. So just do it. Just do it. And again, I've never talked to them now, present day. Did they regret their decision to teach or not to teach? I don't know. You know, you'd have to ask them. That's just one reason. Okay. So teaching skills, are you going to teach? If you're not, maybe a workshop is going to be a better option for you. Tip number two, why you would not want to take a yoga teacher training: time commitment. It is a time commitment. You know, this is something where often they can be year-long programs. They can be weekend intensive programs, but this requires a lot of home practice. This requires a lot of self-study and actual work outside of the program as well. And so it's one where usually you're going to be reading books. You're going to be putting together sequences. You're going to be practicing hopefully on your own and going to classes and going to different workshops, because on top of going to often the trainings that you're in, you are required to go to some outside courses as well. Again, depending on the program. And so there's a time commitment there. Next is a financial commitment. You know, why not to take one? They can be pricey. And so that financial commitment, this is how often yoga studios stay afloat financially, is they like people in the yoga teacher training programs because that's how they improve their bottom line. You know, it's the biggest investment they have at the studio. And I'm not faulting it. It is, if you're looking at it from strictly a business perspective, that is why, you know, teacher trainings are offered. And it makes sense. Plus, they can also see, hey, maybe I would like this teacher to come to my studio and work for us or sub for us based on them coming through their own yoga teacher training program as well. So there's some financial investments and on both sides. There can be that pressure to teach, which I kind of already discussed about, is even though you went in with the intentions of not teaching, sometimes, you know, maybe a peer or you make a friend with someone and they're like, yeah, do it. And even though you really don't want to do it, that can also 100% happen. And then different focuses. And so often yoga teacher training programs, depending on, I guess, what is their focus, like mine, they were heavily in the actual roots of yoga, the philosophy of yoga, what it meant, what is meditation, pranayama, not as much on anatomy. And then my 500-hour program was heavy with Ayurveda, again, heavy with the philosophy. Anatomy was not as high on their list. For myself, that is not something I was looking for in a program, because I have the bachelor's degree in anatomy, because I have my experience as a personal trainer, and I have done that continuing ed credits and all of the things that comes with personal training. I've seen the anatomy. I know the anatomy. And so if you are someone who did not feel comfortable with anatomy, and I know many don't, you might want to have a program that at least has more than one day of, you know, anatomy. So those are some different, you know, things to kind of have in the back of your head. And so if you wanted to teach, these are things that you would also think about. And so if you want to teach, you definitely should be doing a yoga teacher training program. You should go through something and you should think about the focuses. What focus do you want to do? Do you want it to be more yoga asana focused? Do you want it to be more philosophy, more meditation, pranayama, true to yoga's roots? Like your core powers, they're not. Their core power has their own philosophy. It is more of a workout. It is not necessarily, you know, the work in and working on the self. It is really about getting people sweaty and pushing through. I've heard from people who have taken their training, they don't have a ton of the philosophy. They don't feel comfortable necessarily leading a guided meditation or pranayama because that's not what they were versed on. So just knowing that when you go into these yoga teacher training programs, they're all created different, and understand which each of their specialties are before you commit to one, especially because they are that time commitment and they are that financial investment. And so making sure you know what you're getting into, I would highly recommend. I didn't look at anything. I just committed to my first 200-hour training, not knowing there was other options. I literally, when I got back from Costa Rica, you know, in 2012, not even sure anymore, 2012, I Googled yoga teacher training in Minneapolis and that popped up. And so I picked that studio. I went to the class info and signed up. So that would be something to kind of think about too. Would I do that now? I'm glad. I actually had a great experience because they did go over a lot of the philosophy and they stuck true to yoga's roots. But I'm also very happy I chose a different one for my 500 hour, just because they were so versed in Ayurveda, which is something that obviously, you know, is at my core and what I do. So those are things to have in the back of your head. Now, if you're thinking, I don't think I want to teach. I don't think a yoga teacher training program is for me, especially in this period of my life. What can I do? Taking workshops, going on retreats, focus on specific aspects of yoga that interest you. So again, coming back to meditation, philosophy, or, you know, if you are just wanting to do some advanced yoga asana postures, those are some things to kind of keep in mind. What workshops do you see? Often there can be headstands or inversion workshops. You can see workshops like I just ran one in Ayurveda. I'm running one in a couple of weeks about Ayurvedic spring cleanse. So if you want to have more food and what does nourishment look like? What about meditation? If you want to deepen that, what workshops are around you? So that would be a bridge. Working one-on-one with someone, so an experienced teacher who can provide you those personalized guidance and support, so tailored to your needs. That would be something I would highly recommend if you do want to go deeper. Like in the summer months, typically my regular class on Sundays, it was slower. And so I got to work one-on-one or, you know, one-on-two with a couple different of one of my students and just see their practices grow and blossom over the last few years has been amazing because I did have that time with them. And I specifically said, here's what I think you should work on based on what they were telling me they wanted out of their yoga practice. And so that is where working one-on-one can really help really grow your practice. Engaging in self-study. So looking through books, online courses, and then other resources that can go deeper into the yoga practice or philosophy. There are so many books that you could look into. Yoga Sutras could be one. If you just want to read a Yoga Sutra at night and contemplate it, you could ask your yoga teacher, what has been the most influential book that you have read around yoga? I like Indu Arora's books, all of them, you know, on maybe mudras. If you want a mudra, she has a great mudra book. Her book called Yoga is one of my favorites. It would be for someone who really wants to deepen their own wisdom because it goes deep into many different areas and it stays true to yoga's roots. And then also just regularly attending a variety of yoga classes taught by different instructors or the same. So I will give a caveat there. Sometimes going deeper with one instructor actually can get you better results if they get to know your body and if they're mixing things up and if you're feeling pushed to the next level. So I personally loved going to the same instructor class after class, week after week, because I felt myself, I knew what to expect and I knew her approach and I loved it. And I could just soften in there and let my own practice start to speak for itself. So if you're thinking, hey, I would love to go there, a weekly challenge for you, how can you grow in your own yoga practice this week? So if you want to deepen your yoga, your Ayurveda studies, how can you do that? Like just start to write down ideas, what comes to mind? And if you're wanting to go deeper, the next round of the Seasonal Living Collective, we officially start on Sunday. So on March 17th, the Spring Seasonal Living Collective, we are going deep. My intention with the people who have committed and who are in, we are going to make Ayurveda simple for you. We are also going to hit chakras. So we're going to hit some yoga practices there. I'm going to teach you how to create your own custom yoga, meditation, and pranayama practices in the collective. And then I'm going to guide you through your own custom spring detox, whether that be a pratyahara one or whether that be with food. You're going to decide, and then I'm going to help you kind of customize it all for you. This also includes, this round of the Spring Collective also includes an in-person retreat in April. And so I'm super stoked to be able to gather in person with everyone who's in the collective and then others in the community. So April 13th is going to be the spring renewal retreat. And so if you're interested in joining me, that would be something to check out on my website as well. All of this can be found in the show notes or at andreaclausen.com. Sending me a DM over on Instagram at seasonalandrea if you have questions. I would love to chat. If you want to hop on a call and say, hey, I don't know if this is right for me. These are some of the goals. is this the program, or should I do something different? Or should I attend one of your workshops or another person's workshop? Whatever it might be, hop on. I would love to chat because this is something that I'm really looking to kind of bridge that gap between the yoga teacher training programs and actually learning the basics of yoga Ayurveda so you can implement it on your mat. So that way, when teachers are talking about some of these things, you're not kind of looking like, I have no idea what that means. You'll have a good solid foundation, and then you can build it into your own routine and into your own life as well. All right. So if all of that sounds great, again, checking out in my show notes, checking out on the website, we start this Sunday, March 17th. If you're listening to this after the fact, you know, send me a DM if it's a couple days after, or this is a great program because I do it seasonally. And every season we tap into different energies going on. So we'll have a new one coming out in the summer where we embrace Pitta energies. So stay tuned for that as well. All right. That's what I have for you this week. Let me know questions, comments, all of the things. Thank you all for being here and tuning in each week. Go out there and spread your peaceful power.